Golf clubs around the country are also reopening this morning under the easing from today of some of the COVID-19 restrictions. The first members to tee off at Sligo Golf Club at Ross's Point are among the 20% of the club's members who live within 5 kilometres of the course. While the course is open, the shop, clubhouse, locker rooms, bar and restaurant all remain closed. Our reporter Gail Conway is on the course this morning.
I'm here with County Sligo Golf Club General Manager David O'Donovan. It's slightly overcast, but the sun is trying to come out this morning. Now, David, what preparations have you had to do to ensure you could open this morning?
Good morning, Gail. I suppose first thing we had to do was get our golf course ready for the members to come back to. So our golf course has been closed for 2 months, as everybody knows, due to the coronavirus. So my greenkeeping team have been back in since 5 a.m. this morning and getting the golf course ready, getting the tees cut, the fairways cut, the greens cut, all preparation for our members who are coming out this morning for their first time in 8 weeks. So we look forward to that.
Like you mentioned there, you are open just to members only, and about a fifth live locally. Are you fully booked today, and how's it looking for the week?
Yeah, basically our timesheet went live for today, last Wednesday morning at 9 a.m, and our championship course filled in 3 minutes and 7 seconds once it went live. So our championship course is full today. Our Bowmore, which is our 9-hole course, is probably about half full. There's a few spaces on it, but yeah, a percentage of our members live within the 5k, and I suppose, look, the key to it is they're coming out to play golf this morning and enjoy good weather and, you know, a nice bit of exercise, maintaining their social distancing, of course.
And how will the club be hit by not having overseas visitors this year? They usually account for, it's about 50-55% of your business.
Yeah, we've had a huge hit this year with the fact there's going to be no visitors here basically for the year, is what basically we budgeted for at this stage. The losses to the club are somewhere in the region of about €600,000. We rely now very heavily on our members, so our members now are going to have to basically foot the bill for the costs and keep us open for the year. So it's going to be a tough year. We've put plans in place to get us through the year, and you know, our American business, our European business, all our international business is key to us. But now we have to rely on the Irish business. So once we're open for Irish visitors in phase three, we look forward to welcoming some Irish visitors here between now and the end of the year, and hopefully that will help help us get through the year safely.
Stephen, is there any jobs around the place here that you managed to get done while it was closed?
Well, I don't know there's too many advantages of being closed, but I suppose what we did take advantage of, the fact that the car park was empty for the first time in 15 years, so we managed to get the lines all painted. These were all done by member volunteers who came to us after we were closed for the first 2 weeks and said, is there anything that we can help out with? So some of the jobs that were taken on, the hedges were cut, the car park was painted, the clubhouse was painted, the car park lines were painted rather than the car park, the clubhouse was painted, and a number of different jobs on the golf course, the likes of all the benches, the seats, the bins, were all painted by member volunteers. So we thank them for their commitment to the club, and they realise it's their club, it's a members club, and they all kind of pulled together and said, look, we need to help you get through this, and that's what they've done, and you know, we've been very lucky that way.
So first to tee off this morning are David Dunn and Tom Ford. So Dave, we'll come to you first. How much have you missed golfing, and how much do you plan on getting out on the course this week and in the coming weeks, I suppose, to make up for last time?
I suppose over the last number of weeks we've missed a lot of things, and golf is one of those things. This is a small community here in Ross's Point, where we're surrounded by the beach and the golf course. It's the heartbeat of our community, and today it's a great day to be back on the golf course and be able to go into the beach and have a swim if we wanted to, so it's all good.
And Tom, how do you think other members will be feeling about not being able to get back in the course set if they don't live within the 5 kilometre radius?
That's a good question. I just feel that the pandemic is so serious that people have to, we've got very clear advice, and I think we've been very lucky with how it's been handled. So we just have to stick with it. Unfortunately, there'll be some people who are just lucky enough to live within the 5K, and other people it'll be 3 weeks' time, and we just have to follow the advice and do our best.
And will there be some healthy competition this morning to see who'll get the best score today?
There definitely will. We're three good friends. We've played a lot of golf together, and we're just we're just lucky to have the opportunity to get back out. We're really looking forward to the camaraderie, but also there'll be no doubt there'll be a few side bets.
Okay, well, enjoy your round this morning. And there go the first three members teeing off under the new COVID-19 exit plan measures.
And that report from the County Sligo Golf Club at Ross's Point from Gail Conway. 3 minutes and 7 seconds for their championship course to book out when they opened bookings last week. That's quite extraordinary. A minute to nine.